Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It is. Obviously, with us playing Shaketown, and they're very, very close in a proximity, it just makes sense that we're able to play them. Mitch Waters has done some coaching over here with us with baseball. And so, we had an opportunity to know us. I actually had an opportunity to coach Mitch in junior high. So I know Mitch real well. And so I think it's a great thing to be able to see him and what he's done over there for the Blackbird program, the turnaround that he's done. So I think it's exciting to be able to see that as a former player of mine and be able to see him here and coaching at Forsyth tonight.
Blackbird comes in at 6-3, which, considering last year and Mitch's first year as the head coach of Blackbird, they were 1-21. He's got an extremely young team, starts two freshmen, but they are turning things around.
Yeah, just what I've seen, the two freshmen are key to the team, and so, he's done a tremendous job. And you go from one win to six wins early in the year, as it is already. You know, they're definitely on a program on the rise, and he's definitely doing a good job. And the Indians are going to have to definitely play well tonight.
Well, here's a good luck from Dr. Banza. Good luck to the tribe at Fort Recovery from Dr. Tom Bann and his staff, including Fort Recovery graduate Lori Thien and Chrissy Hart. He wishes them the best of luck. Dr. Banna's location on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Here we go. It is Fort Recovery in the white uniforms with the purple trim and Blackbird in the traveling black uniforms with the red and the black trim. Jumping center will be for Fort Recovery. That's going to be Whitney Rammel, 6'2", going up against Liv Waters for Blackbird, one of their talented freshmen. Here's the tap. Blackford's going to come up with it. On down here is Olivia Lee, puts up a quick shot, gets fouled. So Blackbird knows what to do with it. Brian, they just take it right to the hole, and that's what they want to do.
Yeah, when you get a tip play like that, there's really no numbers back. You're trying to find matchups and all that kind of good stuff. So she did a great job of getting to the basket early on, ready for foul.
With the Rammel called for the foul, and at the free throw line is Olivia Lease. This is the first one. And we'll have one more. Left-handed freshman comes in averaging about 11 points per ball game and gets that one to roll. And it is 1-0 as Blackbird leads, and we're just underway from Fort Recovery tonight. Indians coming in here looking for their fourth win. They stand 3-2 on the season. Blackbird at 6-3. Down low inside, trying to get it in there. Though try to go inside, and you're having trouble. Here's Vaughn putting up a shot, has it rejected, and the rebound comes off the Liv Waters of Blackbird. Waters will do a lot of the ball handling herself, even though she's one of the taller players. She goes to the right side, the Lee, who pops a three, and it's high off the rim, no. Rebound, though, to Blackbird. Pitch inside, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds and touched last by Fort Recovery. Blackbird starts Liv Waters at 5'10", Aaron Cagle at 5'6", J.C. Soans at 5'8", Olivia Lease at 5'5", Bray Simmons at 5'3". Out it comes. Here is Lease. Works it out in front to Waters, and Waters drives to the right side, spins around on the wing, can't get a shot, will go down low, trying to get it, and we got traveling. It's going to be called against Cagle. Shifted 1 foot, and that's where the turnover occurs. Blackbird will sit back in the zone, and Fort Recovery will not have any problem getting the ball up because they wait until they get to the zone. Here are the Indians with the ball. It's a 1-0 score, and the ball to the near side. They'll lob it in the middle. It's knocked loose. Scramble. It is picked up by Fort Recovery. They'll work it on the far side, looking for a shot. Can't find it. Bounce pass will come out to Kiara Wendell. Wendell will drive inside. Here's a shot put up and missed by Vaughn, and the rebound to Blackbird. Both teams having a real hard time getting anything to fall from outside. Waters at the top of the key, drives over on the left wing, looks down low, stops down near side over to Leaf. Leaf on the right side, stops, left-hand dribble, puts it down low, shot is rejected. Battle for the rebound. It's still not controlled. Finally picked up by Fort Recovery. And the Indians will finally come out of there with it. And it's Paige Fortkamp who gets it on down. Quickly down low, shot up, no, but a foul against Blackford. You can tell what Fort Recovery wants to do, pound it inside.
Yeah, they do, and also try to get up and down the floor and transition a little bit, which is what happened right there. They threw it ahead to Allie Bond. She threw it inside to Whitley Rammel, who was kind of streaking down the floor and got fouled.
So at the free throw line, looking for the free throws, is Whitley Rammel and puts up the first and missed it too long. One more. We've played almost 2 minutes and have had just 1 point scored so far on a Blackford free throw. That was on Reagan Harding, who just came in for Blackford and picks up her first. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. And Rammel ties the game at 1-1. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter here at Fort Recovery tonight. Driving the right side is Waters. She draws double coverage. In trouble. Now gets it down low to Harding. Harding, from across the way, is going to be grabbed as she was trying to make a pass. I'm sure Mitch Waters has just told his team, expect pressure, handle the pressure, and certainly in 9 games into the season, they've certainly seen it a lot.
Yeah, at this point, you've probably seen a lot of defenses, and if you've watched Fort Recovery play, they like the pressure, so that's something they got to be ready for.
And it goes to Lee, and she drains a long three. Hardly ripples the net, and it is 4-1 Blackford, and Lee has all four Blackford points. Near side for the Indians, Forkamp works it over on the far wing to Wendell. Wendell looking inside, almost had it taken away, and did it. Waters will race down, goes across the way, putting it up and in. It's Lee. And a nice combination of the two freshmen for a good fast break. And timeout is called by Fort Recovery. 5:38 to go in the opening quarter. And it is Blackford 6 and Fort Recovery 1. We're back after this on J Country 101.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Sponsor tonight, Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, location in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcana. Also in Union City, Indiana, and a new location in Fern, Indiana. 6-1, Blackford leads early on here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And the Indians try to find it on the perimeter and having trouble as Blackford zone is really giving him fits. Hardside goes over in his fourth camp and Wendell. Era Wendell works it back out in front of the fourth camp. Her pass was down low. They go inside, getting it to Vaughn. She can't get a shot away. Now far side, a three is no good. That's off the hands of Paige Forkamp and the rebound to Blackford. Nearly stolen away. It is stolen away, putting it up and in. And then we have a Blackford player down. The Brooke Colley got the basket, and then a Blackford player went down, and I think we have the explanation of why it's called hardwood down there.
Yeah, she definitely took a spell. It looks like maybe she fell on her head a little bit, so I'm sure that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, but Colley with a nice job of getting the steal, and Liv Waters, one of those two talented freshmen, she's going to come to the sidelines for a while and probably try to sort out the cobwebs, but she hit that wood hard when she came down. But the timeout was called to the officials. They could not stop play, and since the Fort Recovery has taken the ball. Okay, once they got the score, they stopped it. Now Blackford has it. It is 6-3 in favor of Blackford here in the first quarter. Working it up for the Bruins. That is Simmons. Simmons, here's a pass to the far side, almost thrown out. Simmons, over on the wing, the ball is knocked away from her, but it's touched last over there by Vaughn. And so it's going to be Blackford ball from the far sideline. And it comes to Grace Simmons. Simmons with it out in front. Goes far side. Here is Lee with a long three. She hits another one. She is deadly. They only called that a two. Okay. But she has all the points for Blackford. And 8-3, the Lady Bruins front. Just a freshman. Came in averaging about 11. And she may have that by the end of the first quarter, the way she's shooting. Pass into the middle, driving down low. Fort Recovery gets a shot out front. A three. And give that one to Kiara Wendell. So Kiara Wendell gets the triple for Fort Recovery to cut the deficit to 8-6. High post, it comes on the near side. Driving around, out in front with it. This is Simmons. Simmons looking for help, trying to get it down to Helen Weitzel. Weitzel goes inside, and the ball is bounced off the defender's foot, and it's still going to be Blackford ball. J.C. Soane trying to make a baseline move. Put off the defender. She'll inbound it out in front to Leaf. Leaf takes it around the left side. Stops with it out in front. gives it off out in the front of the key to Harding. Ray Harding goes into the corner. Here's Soane. Soane has it knocked away out of bounds again. And here's good news. Waters looked like she's coming back into the ball game. So, Brian, if she was hurt, she's not showing.
Yeah, you can tell she's a tough kid. She tried to wait to train her off, but at that point when they stopped it, you know, she's got to come out. So I think she's fine right now.
They have a headache later, but she's playing basketball right now, so go with it. Bones has the ball slapped away, and it was knocked out of bounds off the hands of Paige Fortkamp. Blacker ball from right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. The inbound pass, they go across the way. It is stolen away by Fort Recovery. 2-on-1 break going in. Shot blocked away by Waters. Rebound, though, is taken away by Gare Wendell. Wendell will come out front and set up the offense. Gets it to the side, and a three is going to be short by Paige Fortkamp. Out of bounds, touch last by Blackford. Coming in for Fort Recovery. They will go to the bench here momentarily. First, get the ball inbounds here from the baseline for the Indians. They'll look, they'll lob it down low, almost stolen. Going up for the jump shot is no good, and the rebound to Blackford as Waters comes away with it. Waters looks up the floor, gets it across the sideline under some pressure. Waters, just a freshman, his ball handler. She stops, she turns, she's looking for help. Gets it down low to Soane. Soane's inside, muscles up a shot. She got it, counted, and put her at the line. She didn't quit on the shot, and that's important to do that.
No, she didn't. She stayed with the play and got, an NBA and one right there.
Well, a little continuation, but I think a lot of people have watched that happen before. So Soane at the line getting the basket. Would you believe that's the first point scored so far by somebody other than Olivia Leaf? And the three-point play is completed there as Soane hits, and the Blackford lead is 11-6. We have 3 minutes to play in the first quarter here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Here's a ball slapped out of bounds and touched last by Harding of Blackford. It'll still be Fort Recovery ball. Allie Vaughn will check back in for the Lady Indians. They'll inbound it from the corner. Looking, and they'll get it to the near side. Looking as they bring it back out in front. They work for a shot, get it into the corner, down low inside, shot no good, rebound Blackford. Had the inside shot, rushed it. Down court is Lease. Lease taking it right inside, knocked away from her and stolen. Picked away by the Indians. Quickly ahead of comes. That's to Vaughn. Vaughn passed down to the baseline, now back out in front as they work the perimeter. Vaughn back out, now gets it down low in the corner. Her pass is knocked loose and almost stolen. The Indians having a real hard time getting their ball. Slapped away again and stolen. And it's picked up by Lee, who goes down, puts up a shot. No, but she was fouled. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of impressed by Blackford's defense. They're really hawking this.
Yeah, they're packing it in right now, basically daring Fort Recovery to hit a shot right now. They don't look real comfortable out there playing against the 2-3 zone.
So through the free throw line is Olivia Lee already with 8 points. And the young freshman puts it up and in. So she has 9 of the 12 Blackford points. Here's Hope Wendell coming in for Fort Recovery. 2:20 to go, opening quarter, and the score is 12-6. One more for Lease, who fires it up, and it's in and out. And the rebound taken away by Hope Wendell. Wendell gets it ahead under pressure, long down court pass. Hey, gets the fast break that time. Hey, got it to Allie Vaughn, who was cutting in for a nice breakaway lay-in. 12-8, it's a 4-point Blackford lead, and we had a timeout being called by Blackford. 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Your first quarter sponsor of tonight's broadcast is Cal Pharmacy, and we're back after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, 12-8 Blackford leading Fort Recovery with 2:04 to go in the opening quarter. J.C. Sons will inbound it for Blackford. Gets it. Ooh, that looked like it might have been over the back. Leaf gets away with it. Got a shot away. It's no good. Rebounded out front by Harding. She'll get it back to Waters, who will drive inside, go to the hole, and miss the lay-in. Rebound to Fort Recovery. Back come the Indians. Quickly into the front court comes Kiara Wendell. She'll take it right to the lane. Jumper on the way. Good. Nice shot by Kiara Wendell, and she's got 5. It's a 12-10 ball game. Fort Recovery pressing 4, trying to get the steal. Waters with it in the backcourt. Lobs it on up court to Stones. Stones on down to the baseline, turning, looking, nowhere to go with it. In trouble. Gets a bounce pass, but it's ticked away and stolen. Wendell, Kiara Wendell all the way down, feeds it inside. It's knocked loose, but a shot picked up. No good. Rebound Wendell. Wendell gets it out front. Hands it off inside to Olivia Patch. Shot is on the way. It's no good. Rebound loose and battled for and taken away by Blackford. Stones with the rebound. Up it comes to Waters, and Waters tries to slow it down with a minute to go in the first quarter. Waters with it out in front, trying to slow it down just a bit. On down to Stones along the baseline. Stones will turn, bounces it out to Harding. Harding, the lead for a jump shot. It will not go. Rebound, though, by Aaron Cagle, who turns Megan Harding, puts it up no good. And the rebound to Fort Recovery. 40 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Up it comes to Vaughn. Vaughn works the near side. It's picked up by Wendell. Jumper on the way. Good. Kiara Wendell with 2 more, and we got a tie ball game as well. Blackford now trying to look for the last shot of the first quarter. Down to 25 seconds and counting. Out in front with it is Lease. In no hurry. Olivia Lease now drives off the glass. It won't go. Battle is taken away by Fort Recovery. Indians have a chance to take the lead here at the quarter break. Up to Wendell, who drives the baseline, goes underneath, now trapped. He's the near side. Here's his shot from the corner. Off the mark, no. Battle for the rebound. Taken away by Blackford with 2 seconds with 1. And that's the end of the first quarter. Action-packed first quarter here. And it is Fort Recovery 12 and Blackford 12. Your first quarter sponsor is Cal Pharmacy. We're back in 60 seconds on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
One quarter in the books, and it was action-packed. 12-12, tied twice. Blackford has never trailed, but Fort Recovery about to take the lead. Oh, shot blocked away by Harding inside as they came away with it. And now a battle for the ball down near the end line, and it was touched out of bounds, but it's going to be Blackford ball. Back in for the Lady Bruins is Aaron Cagle. Inside. Pressure being applied. In they come. Here is Trace Simmons in the backcourt. Threw it away. It's picked up down court. Here's Vaughn. Goes inside. Shot. No, but a foul. And a nice job of getting the turnover and then going right to the basket. And Paige Fortkamp was fouled by Simmons on the play. Foul is the first against Simmons. And that's the second team foul against Blackford. Fortkamp is at the line, hasn't scored, but has a chance here with 2 shots to put the Indians in front. Not on the first shot, it's too long. One more coming. JV game tonight won by Fort Recovery as they defeated Blackford by a score of 51-36 in the junior varsity contest. Fortkamp does hit the second shot, and that gives Fort Recovery the lead for the first time. Blackford led by as many as 6 in the opening quarter. Full court pressure by the Indians. And leads. making Waters finally getting it on down to Simmons. Simmons is double teamed in the backcourt, in trouble, and it's knocked out of bounds, but touched last by the Indians. Boy, they have really, really picked up the intensity.
Yeah, they have. You know, I think right now the game plan might be try to wear the Waters girl out and in more possessions, and how we don't have to worry about back in that zone on defense either. So
Simmons with it, gives it off near side to Cagle, and Cagle brings it outside to Soane. The ball is kicked by Fort Recovery. So the Bruins will have it back. 13-12, Fort Recovery with its first lead of the night, and we are early in the quarter. Actually, they called a foul on that play. Kalig was called for the foul. And for Brooke Kalig, is that her second foul? That is her second foul. So the inbound pass will come from the sideline. So we'll lob it down. There's Waters underneath, puts it up ahead. Just a simple set play. They got it down to Waters. She had position, puts it in, and Blackford's back in front, 14-13. Indians with the ball, trying to get the lead back. Top of the key, it goes to Vaughn. Here's a long one by Wendell. It's too long, and the rebound picked away by the Indians back inside. Shot locked away by Cagle, and the rebound by Soane. Gives it back, and the Bruins will bring it up court. Into the front court is Simmons. Simmons brings it to the right side, knocked loose, but picked up by Cagle. Cagle back out in front to J.C. Soane. Soane, bounce pass, gives it off near side to Simmons. Trey Simmons, bounce pass in the middle to Waters. Waters is double-teamed, leans in, though, and gets the shot away, won't go, and the rebound taken away by Fort Recovery. Vaughn takes it all the way down herself. They work it out on the perimeter, looking for the three-pointer. They go into the corner, now they'll lob it inside on a foul off the shot, and Hope Wendell was fouled, and she'll go to the free-throw line. So the foul is going to go inside against Blackford, and I think they will charge that one to Simmons. And that is her second foul, 13th foul against Blackford. So Hope Wendell's at the line shooting two, and she'll fire it up and hit the first. And that's her first point, and a chance to give the lead back to Fort Recovery. 6:21 to go, first half, a 14-14 tie. And the shot by Wendell is no good, so we stay tied. Soane gets the rebound, and then she's tied up. Quick hands in there defensively. It'll still be Blackford's ball because of the alternating possession. No, it is Fort Recovery, I think. They're double-checking. No, they were right the first time. It's supposed to be Blackford's ball on the alternating possession. They're checking with the scorers, and yep, that's the way it is. Full court pressure by Fort Recovery, and the ball's hit right back out of bounds after they tried to get it into Olivia Lee. Blackford will try again from the baseline. Soane will get it into Cagle. Cagle will bring it up the floor. Here is Cagle going over to the far side, into the corner. Gets it off to Olivia Lee. Lee's at the top of the circle. Gives it over to Soane. Soane's into the corner. They look to Cagle. Cagle back out front to Soane. Soane will drive it. Goes into the corner. That is Lee. She'll turn. Back to Soane, who works the right side. Gives it to Lee, who brings it around. Over it goes to Cagle. Cagle down to the baseline. Back to Lee. They just cannot penetrate inside right now. Here's a bad pass, and it's stolen away by the Indians. Driving all the way down and putting it up and in. A nice steal by Kiara Wendell. She's got nine, and the lead goes back to Fort Recovery at 16-14. Pressure. Another steal by Wendell. She's off to the races and lays it in again. Back-to-back steals and layups by Kiara Wendell, and the Indians suddenly are up by a score of 18-14. Gambling on defense, but so far, they're coming up winners. Here's the ball, and we got a sideline violation. Yes. Daigle standing on the sideline, the official says. The ball goes right back to Fort Recovery, and they're causing turnovers in a hurry.
Yeah, right now I think their goal is to make Blackford try to play fast and, you know, get it up and down and run in and jump into pressure, and right now it's working for the Indians.
Timeout being called by the Bruins. We have 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Fort Recovery 18, Blackford 14. Your second quarter sponsor, that is K&L Tractor, and we're back in 60 seconds.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Out of the timeout, Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 18-14. Working into the near side. Vaughn, back out in front. They work the perimeter, looking for a shot. They'd like to speed it up, but now they're in the half court. Wendell, Hope Wendell, inside. Here's the shot rejected inside by Waters. Rebound by Lee. She'll drive it down and have it knocked away from her and out of bounds. It'll still be Blackford ball, but a nice job in there by the Indians to get back and slap it away and denying her the easy basket. So Blackford has it from the baseline. 4:53 to go in the first half. 18-14, Fort Recovery leading. Here's the inbound. Suns will get it in, and it's deflected out of bounds. Did it go off one of the Bruins? Apparently it did. So another turnover against Blackford, and Fort Recovery will get it back with a chance to increase the lead. And I think the theory is working to try and speed the game up.
Yeah, I definitely think, maybe a little more athletic right here, and they want to get up and down. Again, plus when you're doing that, you don't have to worry about playing against the zone defense, which I said the Indians have kind of struggled against. So.
Indians with the ball, almost turning it over, and they do. The pass inside was stolen by Cagle. Cagle gets it ahead to Waters. She'll stop, pop a three, and it's too long. Rebound is taken away by Vaughn, and here comes Fort Recovery. Long pass on down to the corner over on the far side to Kiara Wendell. She pulls up for the jump shot, and it won't go. Rebound inside by Waters. Waters will come away with it. Clears it ahead for the Bruins. Long lead pass, almost stolen away from Lee. She'll drive down to the baseline. Her jumper is off the mark. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. 18-14, Indians leading. Near side pass, Hope Wendell goes into the corner. They go down low, shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Blackford comes away with it. They got it inside that time to Hope Wendell, but she just couldn't get it to go. Waters with it into the front court, under some pressure. Waters with it, looking, wants to drive. Here's Waters, near side pass, goes over to Helen Weitzel, who's back in now for the Bruins. Hands it across the way to Olivia Lease. Lease gives it back to Waters. Waters over on the far wing, looking inside. She starts to dribble. Now looks, brings it across to the near side. Looks to go somewhere with it. Hands it off to Lease. Lease now goes across the way to Cagle. Cagle inside the zone. Bounced it off her foot. Scramble for the ball. We're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow will give it to Fort Recovery. And we've got Olivia Patch coming back in right now. Three Olivias on the court. You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
Two for Blackford and one for Fort Recovery. So Patch is back in. Indians with the ball up by four. Far side, it's over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn across the court. Here's a shot from the corner, a three. That's by Paige Forkamp. And suddenly, the Indians have a six-point lead. And they gave her only a two. It was not a three, but just a two-point basket. At the other end, ball was tapped out of bounds, dropped in the hands of the Indians. For the Bruins, we're going to see Kylie Eppert coming into the ball game. Sophomore checks in, so Eppert replacing Helen Weitzel. There's a pass out front, stolen away, scrambled for the ball, taken right back by Blackford. Waters with it on the far side, and I think she was grabbed. It was. Foul's going to go against Fort Recovery, and they will charge that one to Kiara Wendell. And that'll be her first and the team's fourth. For the Bruins, Reagan Harding will come back in. And also, We've got Sissy Reed coming into the ball game for Blackford. 2:45 to go in the opening half. 20-14, Fort Recovery leading. There's a pass out in front. Waters mishandled, picks it back up, flips it across the way, top of the circle to lead. Her jumper is on the way, off the back of the rim, no. Rebound to Fort Recovery. Indy is whipping it off to the races. Driving all the way down is Vaughn. Comes to the corner. Wendell for a three. Hits off the rim. No. Rebound taken by the Indians. They'll turn. They'll get it back out in front. And they'll get it right back over to Sierra Wendell. Shot now from the side is good. And that one goes to Patch. Olivia Patch with a 15-footer. Nearly a steal on the inbound. They'll get it ahead to Effort. Effort on up the court to Harding. Harding is double-teamed in trouble. Ball knocked loose. Stolen away by the Indians, driving down, going to the hole, putting it up, and putting it in as Brooke Collie gets it, and timeout Blackford. All of a sudden, the Indians are on a tear, and they've scored 10 straight since it was tied at 14. Minute 59 to go in the first half. It is 24-14 with Fort Recovery leading Blackford. Your second quarter sponsor is K&L Tractor. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, here in the second quarter, Fort Recovery has picked up the tempo and the intensity immensely, and it's worked to a charm because the Indians have outscored the Bruins 12-2 in the second quarter.
Yeah, definitely. The defense has created their offense for them. A lot have been in a transition where you're basically shooting nothing, against nobody back on defense because we're getting steals for the Indians. They're getting great rotation on defense, and definitely the tempo and the intensity has picked up for the Indians.
They're trying to keep it away from Waters, who they Blackford wants to handle the ball 90% of the time, it seems. Effort with it on the nearest side. Pressure pass, and we got a collision and a foul. As they were able to get it to Olivia Lees, and she got an elbow. So the foul against the Indians is team foul number 7, so free throws are coming to Olivia Lee. So Lee is at the line with a 1+1. She has 9 of the 14 Blackford points. Only 3 players have scored for Blackford. Lee has hit the only 3-pointers so far for the Bruins. Free throw is in and out. This is the front end of the 1-1. Long lead pass. Wendell to the hole up and in. They got it quickly ahead of Kiera Wendell, who's just sitting back there cherry-picking, and it worked to a charm. Now it's 26-14. It's a 14-2 run for Fort Recovery. Here's a pass down low. It's knocked loose. It's picked up by Lee, so her jumper is up and rolled in. Made 2 laps around the rim before it fell in. 11 points for Olivia Lee. Driving the other way. Shot is no good inside by Fortkamp, and the rebound of the Bruins. 26-16, your score. Here's a 3 by Lee, and she banks it in. Banks are open late tonight for Recovery as Lee just banked that one in. She has a hot hand. It cuts the lead to 7 at 26-19. Indians now slowing it down. We're under a minute to go in the first half. There's a steal by Waters, and she comes up with it in the corner. She'll drive to the hoop, turns around, puts up the jumper, it left it short. Rebound taken away by the Indians. Fortkamp will get it across the way. Down to 40 seconds in the quarter. Indians now will slow it down. Let's see if they go for one shot. Down to 35 seconds. They work it near side. Here's Kiera Wendell out in front. Down to 25 seconds. She's in no hurry. Gives it across to Vaughn. Vaughn with 20 seconds. Indians will hold for the last shot of the half. Vaughn just stands there down to 15. Now she drives down the lane, gets the near side. Here's a 3 from the corner. It's no good. Rebound, though, by Patch. Hatch turns around, puts it up, left it short, rebound to the Indians. They'll get it back out front, down to 5 seconds. Scramble for the ball. Here's a shot. It's no good, and that's the end of the first half. Well, the Indians had two or three opportunities there at the end of the half, but couldn't get it to go. But a great second quarter for Fort Recovery, and that has given them a 7-point lead at the break. At the half, the score reads Fort Recovery 26 and Blackburn 19. Your first half, or your second quarter sponsor, K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, and we're back after this 2-minute timeout.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at the Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, halftime of tonight's girls' action. It is Fort Recovery 26 and Blackburn 19, a game that has had a lot of excitement. And once Fort Recovery has picked up the tempo, they have been in control of this. Let's look at our first half statistics. For Blackburn, their main offense is Olivia Lees. The 5'5 freshman has scored 14 of their 19 points. 3 points for J.C. Stone and 2 points for Liv Waters. And that's it for the Lady Bruins. A lot more balance for Fort Recovery. Although Tierra Wendell has had the hot hand, she has 13 points at halftime for the Indians. 2 points for Allie Vaughn. 2 for Olivia Patch, 4 points for Brooke Collick, 1 for Whitley Rammel, 3 for Paige Fortkamp, and 1 for Hope Wendell. You just about mark it down when the Indians turned on the defense, picked up the tempo. They took control, Brian.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, that second quarter, their intensity was definitely higher. Their defense really picked up full court. They start pressing more. It also helps when you can get buckets made for you to pick up your defense, and that started to help. You know, they got a couple leak outs on rebounds and heading down and got some buckets, and then, you know, they could able to start pressure. And I think also the key was when the Waters girl went down, when she hit her head, that's kind of when they kind of maybe smelled the blood in the water and they started really picking it up from that point on.
Now, and it worked. Now, Waters did come back after a short rest, but she hasn't probably shown quite the intensity until right there at the end, but she certainly hasn't had the shooting touch. They've held her to just 2 points, but if it weren't for Olivia Lees for Blackford, this would be a blowout.
Yeah, well, right now they're face guarding her with Brooke Collick, who's very good on the defensive end, and so they're really trying to limit her touches, and by doing that, you know, she's got to expend a lot of energy just to try to get open to get the ball. And so they're really trying to wear her out, which I think is kind of their game plan, to make it tough on her, and then allowing the Leeson girl basically, you know, saying, hey, you got to go beat us by yourself. So, in which she's doing a pretty good job of it right now, having 14 of their 19 points. So,
well, one thing for Fort Recovery. They have been really moving the ball around. Blackford's zone has been tested. They force Fort Recovery to the outside shot. Thing is, though, the Indians have been hitting a lot of those outside shots.
Yeah, I mean, they are getting some soft spots. You know, one place they get is in the high post, the short corner to high post. And the Indians have done a pretty good job of getting ball movement in there. And the other thing they're doing is they're getting second chance opportunities. You know, so those are spots where you want to find against the zone, and that's also opportunities for you to get second chance points. So, you know, it's right now the Indians are getting some of those, but really a lot of the points have come in transition or, you know, like say breakaway layups where they're uncontested because of their defense.
So if you're the coaches, if you're Mitch Waters of Blackford, he's saying, hey, girls, slow it down. And if you're Fort Recovery, you're saying, hey, just keep it going.
Yeah, you know, and the other part of it is it's easy to say slow it down when you're getting pressure. But what the Indians are doing, the running and jumping. And so that backside guard's coming from behind the trap. And the obvious pass you think is open is that backside. What the Indians are doing are rotating out of it. And that's how they're getting a lot of steals. Kiki Wendell and Ali Bond are doing a great job of reading that backside, and that's where they're getting the steals and then transition layups out of it.
Our halftime score, 26-19, Fort Recovery leading Blackford. We were tied three times. We had three lead changes in the first half. It was 12-12 at the end of the first quarter, but then Fort Recovery went on a 14-2 run. Blackford then got a couple of late baskets, but the Indians went from six down to 10 up in just a matter of minutes. Blackford led by a 6 when it was 12-6, but suddenly they were behind by as many as 26-16 until they got that last three-pointer by Olivia Lease. So we're at the break, and it's Fort Recovery leading Blackford 26-19. Coming up after our game tonight, we'll be switching you out to Madison Square Garden, where the Indiana Hoosiers will be taking on the UConn Huskies in the Jimmy V Classic going on there. And that game will be tipping off around an hour from now. And at the tempo we're going, we're going to get to there in plenty of time. Our score is 26-19 as Fort Recovery leads Blackford. We're back after this two-minute timeout on J Country 101 WPGW-FM Portland.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Fort Recovery Napa.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting set for the third quarter here at the Fortside Field House, where Fort Recovery leads Blackford tonight by a score of 26-19. Brian and I will be back here Saturday night when the Fort Recovery boys will be taking on Crestview. You'll hear the action on J Country 101. Starting around 7:30 Saturday night. And again, don't forget the Indiana Hoosiers and the UConn Huskies from Madison Square Garden. That tips off about an hour from now, and we'll join the broadcast coming up here at the conclusion of our game tonight. Blackford will go back to its original starting lineup, and I'm guessing that Fort Recovery is going to pretty much do about the same to start off quarter number three. Your third quarter sponsor tonight is Cooper Farms. They offer a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional and nutritional support as well. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms, 1-800-637-7161. Blackford has the ball to start the third quarter, trailing by seven. Out front with it is Olivia Waters. She stops, can't get a shot away, gets it out front to Olivia Lees. Lees now backs out of there with it, left-hand dribble. Far side to J.C. Soames. Soames will drive inside, and a foul is going to be called against the Indians. The Indians, with that aggressive defense, got a few people into some foul situations. That is the second called against Paige Fortkamp and the first of the second half against Fort Recovery. Inbounds, it comes into Lees. Lees goes into the middle of Waters. Waters looking for the jump shot, can't get away. Mouse tries to drive, turns around, hooks it, misses it. Rebound, though, by Lees, back up, and she gets fouled. It is just that combination of those two young ladies underneath. Those freshmen do not fear anybody.
No, they're pretty good for freshmen, and obviously they're relying heavy on them from an offensive standpoint. And, you know, to be honest right now, that they need those two out there. So,
at the free throw line is Leaf, and she misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Leaf had 14 points in the first half, came in averaging right at 11. So she's above that tonight. Second free throw is good. That's our first point of the third quarter. Makes it 26-20. And on the inbound, we have a foul against Waters. And the Waters family not real happy with that one. The coach and brother on the sideline.
No, they're not.
Coaches do that, though. Against full court pressure, here it comes down near side. Driving inside, we got a collision, we got a blocking foul, and the blocking foul is going to go against the Bruins, and I think they called that against Ray Harding. And yes, they have. That'll be her second and the team's second. So at the free throw line now will be Whitley Rammel, sophomore, 1 point on the night. Free throw up, and it's no good around the rim and out. One more coming. We're early in the third quarter, and Fort Recovery leading Blackford by a score of 26-20. One more on the way, up and short. This is Gim. Rebound. Oh, it's picked up by Fort Recovery. Hustling to it out there with Garrett Wendell. Here's a shot from the side. It's no good. Rebound to the Indians. Wendell comes up with another offensive board. Brings it across the way to Brooke Collig. Collig out front. They work it. It goes around to Wendell. She'll drive the baseline. Can't get a shot away. Gets it out. Here's a three from the corner. It's no good. Rebound by the Indians and a push off. And that was pretty obvious. As Brooke Collig, when you just take one hand and shove away right in front of the official, guess what? It's going to get called.
Yeah, she has a tendency to do that sometimes. You know, she just goes to the glass hard, but she's very physical, so.
Hustles, no doubt about that. That's her third foul. Under pressure. Waters still in the backcourt. Just gets across the 10-second line, and then she's fouled. No, time was called. Coach Waters was afraid he wasn't going to get it across the timeline. And we have a timeout call. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and we're back after this 30-second timeout.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh boy, I have been waiting on it. I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk honk, Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
So far in this third quarter, we've had a grand total of 1 point scored. Lots of shots put up, just haven't gone in. Blackford inbounds it in the middle of the court. They get it to Lee. Lee will go across the way to Simmons. Simmons down to the baseline, puts up a shot, and a foul is called, a blocking foul. And the foul goes inside, and I think that's on the Kiera Wendell. That is her second. It's the fourth team foul already, though, against Fort Recovery. Gray Simmons at the line. 5'3 junior. Fires it up and good. That's her first point of the night. And that's just the fourth Blackford player to score, which shows you how much they depend on those two young freshmen.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not too sure that really wasn't a jump ball. But Fisher caught it. She got the line, hit two free throws. Ball.
She hits the second to make it 26-22. Quickly down court, jumper from the side, no good. And then a foul over the back. Harding got in there and got position and was fouled from behind. And they whistled the foul against Hope Wendell, or Whitley Rammel, excuse me. And so Rammel gets in, and that team foul number six against Fort Recovery. Blackford could be shooting a whole lot of free throws down the stretch since Fort Recovery's already got 16 fouls. And it comes to Lease. Lease beats the pressure, takes it across the way, hits it on down low, inside Simmons, shot up, won't go. Rebound sits out, picked up by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians, all the way down quickly. They get it to Fort Camp, and it's knocked away out of bounds. Touch last by Blackford. Fort Recovery will fire it in from the baseline. The Indians have yet to score in this third quarter. Blackford has crawled back within four at 26-22. Far side as they work it out front. Blackford packing in the middle, that's for sure. Daring Fort Recovery to shoot some of those shots. Fort Camp brings it across the way. Wendell on down, going inside, turning again, shooting up and missing it inside. And the ball's finally taken away by Lisa Blackford. Lisa quickly into the front court. Left-hand dribble into the corner. Pass out front, picked up by Soans. Soans will kick it out. Here's a three out front. It is no good. And the rebound knocked loose, scrambled for the ball. And it's finally loose again. Now it's picked up by Blackford. Harding comes up with it. Harding gets it out front to Lease. Here is Lease. Now comes near side to Harding. Harding will look inside. Harding gives it off to Soans in the corner. Soans has it tipped away, gets it back. Soans dribbles out of the trouble, now cuts toward the lane, leans in, can't shoot. Bounce pass across the way to Harding. Harding to the baseline, can't put up a shot, gives it back to Soans. Soans will drive in, and we got a violation stepping on the end line. Well, no. I take that back. They called a blocking foul. They called an offensive foul against Harding for an illegal pick. So Harding picks up the Blackford foul. That's her second, team's third. So the ball goes back to the Indians. 5:24 to go third quarter, and it's 26-22 and still anybody's ball game. Both teams playing, I guess, scrappy is a good word for this tonight. May not be pretty, but they're scrappy. Driving on down from the corner. Here's a jumper on the way. Good. And finally, Olivia Patch hits. That's the first points of the second half for the Indians. 28-22, a 6.4 recovery lead. Here's Lee. Oh, just threw it away, and it goes out of bounds untouched. She started to make the pass just as her teammate cut away from it and never saw it. So the turnover gives it back to Fort Recovery. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. The Indians with it on the perimeter, slowing it down just a bit here. Here is Kiera Wendell. Wendell gives it across to Colling, and Colling will look. They'll get it back to Wendell. Three from the corner. Good! Kiera Wendell, 16 points, the leader team tonight. Suddenly heating up for Fort Recovery offensively. Pass inside, almost turned over, and it is turned over. Wendell comes up with the steal. Took it right away from the zone. Here's a pass on down. They go inside. Shot on the way. No good, but a foul inside called against Blackford. There again, when Fort Recovery picks up the tempo, good things have been happening.
Yeah, that was just one of those where Key got it still in transition, was able to push it, and ends were out running. And again, you did a great job of talking to that.
That was on Grace Simmons, and that was the third against her. Team foul number four against the Bruins. Here's the free throw. It is no good. Boy, if Fort Recovery would count up some of the free throws that they have left out there, they would be way ahead in this game.
Yeah, those are shots you just can't miss. You work that hard on offense to be able to get to the basket and get fouled, and you know, you want to be able to capitalize on those easy shots.
One more coming now. for Allie Vaughn, who has 2 points tonight. Make it three as she gets the second of the two. 31-22, and the Indians' lead grows back to nine. Blackford had gotten within four. And now substitutes for both sides. They go to the bench to try and get some people with some breath out there, because it's been a very frantic tempo. Here is Waters with it at the top of the key for Blackford. She works over the right, cuts back, now goes down to the baseline, spins around, goes up with a shot, left it short, rebound loose, knocked around, picked up by Sohn to put in. The ball just happened to come into the hands of J.P. Sohn's under the basket. She laid it in. She's got five, and it's 32-24. Quick shot at the other end, no, but a foul's going to be called against J.P. Sohn. Sohn's will pick up the foul. And that should be her first. Team foul number five against Blackford. So Brooke Collard will be at the line with two shots now for Fort Recovery. The first one's up and good. Collard 5 points on the night. It's an 8-point Fort Recovery lead. They get 9 points. 33-24. And she'll get one more here. It's on the way and good. So Collard now with six. 10-point game at 34-24. Collard comes to the sidelines for a breather. This is where teams like to get a little rest for some of their regulars before you get that fourth quarter stretch. Our side with it. Out in front for Blackford is Lease. Lease brings it around, looks for a screen, can't get it. They'll bring it back out front to Sohn. Sohn down low to Cagle. Cagle back in front to Sohn. Sohn's almost traveled. Hands it back to Cagle. Now out front to Waters. Waters will drive into the lane, puts up a wild shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and what do we got? And, oh, it's a foul against Fort Recovery. The foul's called inside. And Wendell will pick it up. Her first from the team's six. No free throws. Down to 3:22 to go in the third quarter. IU basketball against Connecticut coming up. It'll tip off at about 9 o'clock. We'll pick up the broadcast. They go inside, and it's picked off inside. Intercepting the pass with Kara Wendell, and then she was fouled. So nice anticipation by Wendell to steal that pass.
Yeah, she's got great hands, and she's quick to the ball and just read that one nicely.
So the ball goes back, no free throws yet. That is 16 fouls against Blackford, so no matter who gets the next foul, the other team is going to be shooting, as both have 16 fouls. Out in front with it is Allie Vaughn. Vaughn hands it back out in front. The Indians with a 10-point lead at 34-24. Driving is Vaughn. They get it out front. No shot, though, for Kiara Wendell. A drive and falling down and just losing her feet. And the ball's out of bounds, untouched. Blackford ball. She was leaning in trying to get into the defender, but the defender was retreating, and she has lost her footing. So the ball back to the Bruins with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. 34-24 is the score. Olivia Waters. Good Waters, near side, goes to Olivia Lease. Lease will fire a three at the air ball, and the ball is picked up by Fort Recovery. Long lead pass on down, laying it up, missing it. Rebound inside by Sohn. Sohn's up to Waters. She'll race down. She'll take it to the hole and miss it. And the rebound this time by Fort Recovery, and going the other way with it is Fort Camp. Frantic at times. Good way to describe this tonight. In the corner as they look for the shot. Vaughn looking, goes inside, shot no good, rebound no good, fight for the ball, it's saved inbounds, but by whom? Fort Recovery gets it. Out in front, driving inside is Vaughn, can't get the shot, now reverses and brings it out front. Try and set up a play to the near side. Forkamp on down, inside, putting it up and in. Nice entry pass from Forkamp into Hope Wendell, and she laid it in. And it's a 12-point lead. I think that's the biggest lead of the night for Fort Recovery. 36-24. Waters cross the way. Gets it off to Lease. Lease will lob it to Sohn. Sohn will turn. Sohn looking inside. And got away with it. She didn't get away with it. But she took an extra step. Let's put it that way. I think you're seeing a lot of huffing and puffing out there, because this is starting to catch up with some of these kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a frantic pace, but a lot of them look like they're a little winded right now.
Minute and a half to go, third quarter. 36-24 in favor of Fort Recovery. Earlier this quarter, the lead was down to four. The Fort Recovery's kind of weathered the storm. The Indians whip it out in front. Here's Vaughn. Vaughn goes across the way. Looking, bounce pass into the middle. Wendell will put up a jumper. Can't get it. Fight for the rebound. Wendell comes up with it in the corner. Wendell gets it, driving inside, and here's a lay-in. Give that one to Allie Vaughn. And the lead grows to 14. 38-24 as we hit the one-minute mark of the third quarter. Olivia Lee's turning. Gets to Devlo in the corner. Here's Soane's driving, and she's going to be fouled. And the foul's going to be whistled there against Fortkamp. And Paige Fortkamp will pick up her third foul. It's a team seventh, so free throws will be coming to J.C. Soane. Rakolic will come back in for Fort Recovery. 57 and 2/10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Soane's at the line, 5 points on the night. We'll have a 1+1 coming. Soane. Junior puts it up and bounces it around and it goes in. Hey, they all look the same way in the score sheet. Doesn't matter how many times it bounces.
That's right. They never ask how many bounces. Is if it goes in or not.
They all count. Hope Wendell will come back in. Our check is replacing Hope Wendell is Olivia Patch. One more for J.C. Soane. Soane. Fires it up, and that one rolls in as well. Didn't bounce quite as many times. She has six. And we got Sissy Reed checking in for the Lady Bruins. Under a minute to go, third quarter. It's 38-26 in favor of Fort Recovery. Here's Wendell out in front, looking. Gets it around on the perimeter. They look to pass inside. Nice one to Colley. Misses the layup. Rebounded by Aaron Cagle of Blackford. Bruins will push it ahead, down to 40 seconds and counting third quarter. Here is Waters. Waters looking. Waters stops. Can't get the jump shot. Gives it across the way to Simmons. Simmons now will turn. Used up the dribble. In trouble. Looking for help. And just didn't get it away to Cagle. Right back to Simmons. Simmons on the perimeter. Simmons down to 20 seconds of the quarter. Drives. Puts up a shot. Didn't get it, but did get fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two with 19 and a half seconds to go in the quarter. So the foul is team foul number 8 against Fort Recovery. We got a lot of fouls adding up here. Here's Simmons, puts it up and in. Simmons with her third point, all at the free throw line and all in the third quarter. 38-27, Indians lead the Bruins here. Across state lines tonight. Second one is good by Simmons. And it's 38-28. Indians look for the last shot of the third quarter. Out in front with it is Sierra Wendell. Wendell driving toward the lane, gives it across the way. They look down to 5 seconds. They'll lob it down low. Miss handle taken away by Cagle. And she'll get it, of course, but they can't get a shot away, and that's the end of the quarter. At the end of three, it is Fort Recovery 38, Blackford 28. Your third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery. We're back in 60 seconds on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Cool.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing.
It is 28 minutes past 8 o'clock. We got disconnected with our feed from Fort Recovery High School, so we'll have more of Fort Recovery Blackford Girls Basketball coming up in just a moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Now, while we were away, missed a free throw by Liv Waters for Blackford, and then she was promptly called for a foul. We have 7:36 to go in the fourth period. It is 38-29 as Fort Recovery leads Blackford in this fourth and final quarter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. And that for Allie Vaughn is point number 6 on the night. For Blackford, Aaron Cagle will check out. Starting back in. Sissy Reed also back in for Blackford. Second free throw is good by Vaughn. She's got 7, and the lead grows back to 11 at 40-29. Biggest lead of the night so far has been 12 for Fort Recovery. Under pressure, here's Liv Waters. Waters out in front with it. Waters looking for an opening. Near side gets it to Lee. Lee's guarded closely as she brings it out front. Gets it off to 7. 7 back to Lee. Lee takes it across the right side. Gets it off from the corner to Harding, and Harding will get it back to Waters, who leans in, can't get a shot. Looking, gets it right back. Waters over on the far side, down low, inside, backs away there. Reed, her shot will not go, and the rebound is taken away by Vaughn and Fort Recovery. She's going to take it coast to coast, dump it near side as they go back out front to Hope Winter to a gear Wendell. Wendell, colleague, and now far side as the Indians in no hurry right now with an 11-point lead. Here's a long three. It's good, though. Nice three-point basket there, which makes it now a 14-point game at 43-29. Harding for Blackford. Going on down to the baseline, turning, gets it out to Lee. She pops a three and can't get it. And the rebound is taken away by Vaughn on Fort Recovery. Here's Vaughn into the front court, now slows it down, hands it out front, off to Kiara Wendell. Wendell, they bring it to the near side, lob it out in front. Can't look for something. On down to the baseline, turning around, back out in front, looking, down low to Vaughn, she'll put it up, get it, count it, and put her at the line. Vaughn with a nice move and a nice entry pass to finish it.
Yeah, she read the curl cut coming off of that, she found her, for hopefully an N1 here.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Well, a nice steal on the play, but falling down with it, and a foul is going to be called against Liv Lease. Olivia Lees will pick up the foul. That is her first on the freshman. 19 foul against Blackford. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. 46-29 now the score as Port Recovery pulling away slowly from Blackford. It was a four-point game early in the third quarter. Free throw bounding no good, and the rebound by Harding. Harding works it on ahead to Lees. Blackford has gone ice cold, to thank the defense of Port Recovery for that. Out to Waters. Waters looking, and she has struggled offensively tonight. Goes to the hole. Her runner was no good, and the rebound comes off to Port Recovery. Port Recovery with it on the attack. With the big lead. And Wendell with it. Looks to the near side. Gets to Devon in the corner. Back out in front. Sills goes down low, and a foul from behind is going to be called against Harding. And Harding will pick up the foul, and that's going to be the 10th team foul against Blackford. It's the fourth personal against Harding. So Port Recovery is going to be shooting a ton of free throws here, Brian. They're going to shoot two the rest of the night.
Yeah, they are. I guess at some point they'll decide, I guess, for Blackford, if they, you know, want to keep trying to foul to get back in the game to try to prolong it. Hopefully they get misses like they just did on that one.
Free throw was no good on the first one there by Hope Wendell, who has 3 points on the evening, and she'll have one more. 5:23 to go. It's 46-29. Shot up. Shot is finally in as Wendell gets it. And now we get a timeout called by Port Recovery. 5:23 to go, and our score reads Port Recovery 47, Blackford 29. We're back in 1 minute on K-Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our new mobile banking app and your smartphone or tablet, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of mobile banking, like depositing checks using mobile capture. Plus, you can send money and set up account alerts, view your balances, recent transactions, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your mobile account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Port Recovery now with its biggest lead of the night. It's grown to 18 at 47-29 with 5:23 to go. Liv Waters, who's drawn double coverage much of the night. Pass down low is knocked around. Picked up by Soans, though, and puts it up and in. J.C. Soans with 9 points for Blackford, making it 47-31. We approach the five-minute mark. The defensive Port Recovery has caused a lot of turnovers and a lot of transition baskets along the baseline. They work to cut the pass out front. Here's a three on the way, and it's no good off the hands of Forecast. Out of bounds, and they will give it to Blackford. Lady Bruins will have it. Lease and Waters. Waters under some pressure from Hope Wendell, or from Kiara Wendell. Brings it around. Stops. Cross and finally Kiara Wendell comes up with a steal. Beats it on ahead. There's a long down court pass. Pass underneath. His colleague is knocked away and out of bounds. Still going to be fourth recovery ball. Almost got another one of those transition baskets I was talking about. There have been plenty of those. Here's the inbound pass for Port Recovery. Indians get it into the corner to Fort Camp. Fort Camp back out in front to Kiara Wendell. Wendell in no hurry. Across the way it goes to Colic. And Colic over on the near side. It comes to Fort Camp. Fort Camp up shot. No good. Gets her own rebound though. Up and in. Paige Fort Camp. That is her seventh point or fifth point. We approach the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter, 49-31. Out in front with it is Waters. Waters drives in, shot high off the glass, and got it to fall. Believe it or not, that is just her fifth point and her first field goal since early in the second quarter, 49-33. Near side pass, it comes to Fort Camp, and Fort Camp looking, lobs it down and putting it up, and missing it inside was Hope Wendell. And then on the rebound, we've got a foul called against Port Recovery, I think. No, there's a turnover. Lots of substitutions coming in now for both sides. Does the Reed will be coming in? Let's see. Trying to get some of the names here. And for Blackford, Haley Hodges is coming up. Bruins with it and down 16. Here's side, here's Lee with a long rebounding, no good. Rebound taken away by a colleague of Port Recovery. Under pressure, lead pass on down as Bayou to apply. Open wide over there. An easy basket there, and the lead is back to 18 at 51-33. Waters the other way. Ball ends up going over the backboard, but she was hit on the play, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And the foul, I think, was going to be whistled against Kiera Wendell. That's her third, and that's team foul number 10 against Port Recovery, too. Liv Waters will be at the line. The freshman puts it up and in. She's been held down to just 6 points tonight. I think that was a key for Port Recovery, is holding her down.
Yeah, they definitely made it work. Kiera Wendell's done a great job of pressuring her and Brooke as well. And so she's been, I think, a little frustrated and struggled.
Second shot was no good. 51-34. We're under 3 minutes to go. Driving underneath, going to the hole, and putting the leg in up and in is Kiera Wendell. And I've got her with 18 points. She has had a nice night tonight. The lead is now 19. That's biggest of the night at 53-34. Here is Leaf. Leaf out around the key looking for help. Back out in front of Gunn. As they work the perimeter, Hodges. And ball is stolen away by Port Recovery. Nicely done there defensively again by Kiera Wendell. Wendell up court. Now Port Recovery not pressing nearly as much offensively. No need to with a big lead in less than 3 minutes. Driving to the hole, Wendell. Shot is rejected by Waters. Rebound by Lee. Lee takes all the way down. It's knocked away from her, and then it's out of bounds. And it will be Blackford ball from the baseline. And more subs coming in. As we'll see, Whiteside coming in, and here's Bree Abney also coming in for the Bruins. Port Recovery also won the junior varsity game tonight. Final score was 51-36. This was almost the same, 53-34. And we have just 2:04 remaining in this one. There's the inbound pass to Abney. Abney out in front of Hodges, now in the middle looking at Reed. Reed turning with it across the way. That goes to Weitzel. Weitzel looking on the perimeter at the top of the circle. Brings it around. Ball is knocked loose, but a reach-in foul is going to be called. And that means two shots because both teams are well over the limit. So we'll walk to the line and shoot some more free throws. So to the line will be Helen Weitzel. Weitzel puts it up and good. Her first point. More cutting. Well, Blackford's going to fall to 6-3 on the year, and Port Recovery is going to improve to 4-2. Second free throw is no good, and the rebound taken away by the Indians. They lead it by 18 with a minute 40 to go. On the perimeter across the way to Vaughn, and Vaughn looks as they work the perimeter. Looking inside and just kind of playing cat and mouse out there right now. Looking inside, they will not shoot until they take it inside. And driving inside is Vaughn. She'll put it up and she'll get it. Vaughn's in double figures. She has a dozen. 55-35. And a palming violation was just called against Blackford. As the bench is pretty much empty up right now for both sides. And we'll play out the final minute, 13 seconds. 55-35 as Port Recovery has pulled away here in the second half. This was a four-point game early in the third quarter, but the Indians' defense really kind of popped the cork on the offense. Here's a steal at the other end by Blackford. Abney comes away with it and then promptly throws it away, and it's picked up by the Indians. But once that defense took over, it was Katie bar the door and lights out, and the Indians have pulled away. Under a minute to go here, 55-35 is the score. And the Indians are playing cat and mouse out front just to heat up the clock. Drive down, they'll go to the corner, and here's a drive to the pass, just about a traveling violation. And Blackford's going to get the ball back with 27 seconds to go. Stick around, we'll total up the things, and then we'll get you on to IU basketball tonight. IU in Connecticut at Madison Square Garden coming up, and it tips off at 9 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on Jake Country 101. Abney with it out in front. Hodges, pass inside to Sissy Reed. Her shot's no good, but a foul was called with 11 seconds to go in the game. And so Sissy Reed, 5'7 senior, will be at the line, and she'll be shooting a couple of shots. Reed puts it up and in. And we'll have one more. One more for Reed. Up and can't get that one. But the rebound up, no good. It was almost in there by the Bruins as they snuck in to get the rebound. But this one by Fort Recovery, and now the Indians are just going to dribble out the clock, and that's your ball game. Your final score tonight, Fort Recovery 55 and Blackford 36. We'll return with the game totals in 2 minutes on Shake Country 101.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing.
So back in Fort Recovery, where tonight the Indians pull away for a 55-36 win over Blackford. This was a game that was pretty close early on. In fact, it was 12-12 at the end of the first quarter, and it was just a 4-point game in the third quarter. But Fort Recovery, the Indians led 26-19 at the halftime mark. Blackford got the first 3 points of the third quarter within 26-22, but Brian Patch, after that, the defense of Fort Recovery just really was stifling on Blackford, and it turned into offense for the Indians.
Yeah, as you said, you know, a couple times throughout the broadcast, the defense definitely set the tone, and it really set the tone probably in the second quarter there from that point on. And it allowed the Indians to get out in transition, allowed the Indians to get some easy buckets, which then allowed them to set that press back up again. Which created more havoc on Blackford tonight.
But one thing that I didn't really realize until I looked close here, in the second half. Olivia Lees, who had 14 points at halftime, in the second half she got one. Stopping her was a real key for the Indians.
Yeah, it was. I thought she and Brooke did a great job defensively for the Indians, ball pressuring her and making it tough, making catches difficult. And then they also did some half-court, three-quarter throw traps, which really made it tough. But she's obviously one of their main ball handlers, as well as the Waters girl. And so when they have to come out and handle the ball, then it's really hard for them to be able to go try to score. So I thought the strategy on the defensive end and the pressure really kind of changed the game for the Indians in the second quarter from that point forward.
It really seemed like experience played a huge role in this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this Indian club didn't lose a single player off that team. And so when you return a lot of experience in juniors and seniors that have played versus some of the young kids for the Lakers, that does pay a difference. So, but also, you know, they have the experience not just playing, but also been in big games before, as well as their defensive pressure. They did a lot of running and jumping, which made it very difficult stuff on the Bruins tonight.
Well, here's how the scoring ended up. First off, for Blacker, they were still led by Olivia Lees with 15 points, but only one in the entire second half. They also got 9 points from J.C. Sones. They had 6 points for Liv Waters and 4 points for Grace Simmons, 1 point for Helen Weitzel, and one for Sissy Reed. For Fort Recovery tonight, nice balance out there, but leading the way was Gara Wendell. She finished with 18 points tonight, and also a dozen points for Allie Vaughn. That 1-2 combination, there's 30 points between the two of them. That's tough beef.
Yeah, it is. You know, I thought the main thing was, you know, they got a lot of the points off of transition and steals, you know, but they are very well balanced. And, you know, I thought the Indians did a great job of moving it tonight. You know, fortunate for them, we didn't have to play against the half court or 2-3 zone in the half court a whole lot. But when we did, we were able to move the ball, get good looks, pack the glass, and get second chance points as well.
Well, after those two, then you had 4 points for Olivia Patch. You had 6 points for Brooke Collig, 1 for Whitley Ramel, 5 for Paige Forkamp, 4 for Hope Ramel. The Indians now 4-2 on the season, and Blackford with the loss falls to 6-4. Fort Recovery also won the junior varsity contest by a score of 51-36. Needless to say, an entertaining game when you're playing as intense as they were. We call it kind of a chaotic at times, but sometimes those are fun to watch.
Yeah, it was definitely intense. I think you had made the point, you know, halfway in that third quarter, it looked like both teams were definitely out of breath and kind of hands on knees and bent over, because it was a frantic pace. And, you know, even with that being said, we did go through spells where we weren't getting a lot accomplished by either team, but still very intense, and, you know, girls definitely played hard.
Well, we Brian, thanks for being with us tonight and working through the problems that we were having here technically, and hopefully we'll get it all worked out, because you and I are back here Saturday night when the Fort Recovery boys take on Crestview.
Yeah, absolutely, and that should be a good game too, with the D4 state champion Crestview Knights coming in, and the Fort should be rocking then.
All right, we'll be on the air about 7:30 for we need to get okay. Tell you what, we're going to get out of the way because we got IU basketball tipping off here in just a couple of minutes. Our final score again tonight, it was a Fort Recovery winning it over Blackford by a score of 55-36. For Brian Patch and Eric Catterly back at the studio, I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening and good night from Fort Recovery.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.